which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Do we have anything for a board work session?
Mr. President, I just have a couple things, brief as they are. Friday, the Capitol Conference Committee is getting together for OSBA, and we're going to be deciding on the presentations that are going to be going on, and of course, Madison Plains has submitted an entry for that, so I'll be fighting for you guys on that. I think that'll be fun. And on Saturday is the trustee meeting for OSBA, so just wanted to give you a heads up on that. That's it.
I got one thing, Dave. One thing we need to look at with the closeout of the school year and the end of a contract year for our treasurer and superintendent, we need to get evaluations done. And Don has taken the time to put the forms together. And they also have the extra page this year that have the goals in them as well. And we'd like to either email these to board members or give them a hard copy and maybe shoot to have them completed back to you within 2 weeks, if that's reasonable.
Sounds good. Don, can I have a hard copy of that tonight?
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't copy these.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Okay.
Everybody, if you want a hard copy, everybody can take one with them. Where's Holt? Copy machine work. We can have hard copies tonight.
Okay. Anybody got anything else?
We probably need to get a copy of those, even the blank forms, to Boone and to
right.
Tim as well.
Right.
Anything else? Don, I got something I wanted to have ask if you could look into for me. The Tolles graduation.
Mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that the students, because of space constraints, are only allowed to have 2 tickets for the graduation, which would eliminate a lot of family members. I had 2 sets of parents call me and ask me, and I said, hey, well, you have to talk Tolles. That's nothing on us. But just so you would know, we would be more gracious if they need a space. I said something to Chris. Chris just smiled and nodded his head yes, and I'm sure Mr. Hall feels the same way. We would open our doors if they wouldn't need space to have the graduation for Tolles down here.
Okay.
But that was what I was told because of the space constraints up there. They don't have a space big enough to have a whole lot of people is what I was told by one of the parents. If that's the case,
yeah,
we're volunteering.
There should be room up there. There's less graduates this year than we had last year. So, and if there's more than 2 in the family, I would have thought they would have made some kind of arrangements for that. Did the parents ask if they could get more than 2 tickets?
From what I was told, they said yes. They said, but the policy was they only gave out 2. And I was wondering if you could check into that.
Yep.
You'd be more willing to help out if that's a problem. Okay. I mean, they do a lot of good work for us, and in turn, I think we should do something good for them. If that's what they need, we'll help them out. I don't know why, but I mean, because they got a great, big, beautiful building up there.
Well, the auditorium does limit somewhat, but we've never had a problem getting people in there before. We're not like Hilliard that goes to Schottenstein to
right,
hold theirs.
Right.
But I'll check on that. And
then just keep that in mind, we will honor that. I mean, right, Mr. Hall, we could accommodate if they need space.
We have the stadium, we have our train, we have the gym, it's short notice, though.
Well, and it is for people up there, and I've forgotten the date, but it's before the end of the month.
Yeah.
Ours is, too.
But we like to extend that olive branch,
so
if need be.
I'll tell them.
Because they do a lot of good work for us. So.
Certainly work with
them. Other than that, has anybody else got anything?
Good.
Was there any public, anybody in the public want to speak?
Nobody.
We'll give you a free reign of the floor right now. Don't smile too much because we'll have you up here talking. Okay. Do I have a motion for number 1?
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that the minutes of the meetings from April 17, 2012 be approved as written.
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Schwarmer?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Tim, it's all you, buddy.
All right. Item number one, my report, the permanent improvement levy. The board passed the first resolution at the last meeting. Since then, of course, we found out from our council that they gave us bad counsel. We cannot be on in August, but we can be on in November. So we're working with the advisory committee to work on that plan to see if it's what we want to recommend. So we have time, and we'll get back to the board after we meet.
We'll have to do the first motion on that next meeting, is that right?
For November?
Yeah.
We have a lot more time. It's in July and August, but we'll worry about for November.
Okay.
The five-year forecast update. We have to submit a revision to our forecast in May. It has to be in by the end of this month, so this is what we present to the board for revised forecast. Our forecast stayed relatively the same, other than a couple changes, which I'll just quickly scroll through here. You have this PowerPoint in the very back of your financial packet. The current forecast, we submitted in October. We used it to prepare a 10-year financial plan that the board is operating under. The significant assumptions that the board adopted the last forecast was that real estate taxes will increase due to the CAUB changes. Going through that, state funding will be flat throughout the forecast, which again is through 2016. The base increase on payroll is 1% per year for 2013 through 16 is what we currently have in there. Step increases average 2% per year, and again that averages per employee. Insurance increases, we've estimated for 2012, the year we're in, it was 9%. For 2013, we had 12.5%, and 12% in 14, 15, and 16. Those are increases to the insurance. Again, you can see that's where our costs are growing the fastest. The operating levy renewal we had in calendar 2013. The changes to the forecast. Again, we have to submit it this month. It'll be used to modify our 10-year financial plan. The changes to the assumptions driving the forecast. Step increases are estimated to be 2.15%. Now that doesn't sound like much of a change. It went from 2 to 2.15, but it is significant dollars, especially on our payroll, which is roughly $7 million. So that's a nice chunk. And again, we had 2% in, and this year alone it was 2.25. So we're being conservative on that. Again, it's hard to estimate what those steps are going to be because you're not sure where people are going to fall, if they're still going to be here. Insurance premium increases. 2012, we estimated it to be 9%. And for 13, 14, 15, and 16, we've changed our estimate to 5%. And notice I highlight that this is a negotiable item. We do have negotiations coming up, and that's what our target is. And you see why here. Operating renewal must occur by December of 14. We previously thought that it was December of 13. Again, we've gone over that correction. So the PI, we have till next year. The operating, we have until the following year, because we renewed both of those a year earlier. So we have another year. Now, the next slide.
Tim, on,
yes,
the,
sir.
On the operating levy, if we go the extra year on that, then we collect that at 5.5 mils, and
yep.
If we put the levy on, we're going to go for 8, so
right.
That's a tremendous difference.
Right, it's a loss of revenues.
Yes.
That's why the next consideration after the PI is, when are we going to place an emergency operating levy on in place of the operating levy that's on
that
the books
we currently
right
have, okay.
Right. And you'd let that one fall off the books.
Right.
This slide basically is the bottom line of the forecast. And that's small, that's why I handed it out to you guys in front of you. I apologize to the audience, but that's as big as we can get it. The 1,070,000 is what we currently show as an ending balance for the general fund in 2016. And the board knows, for the audience's information, 2017, under the current forecast, we fall off the cliff and we go into the red for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of our 10-year plan, and we need to address that. So, you see it's 1,070,000. The blue line is what I call the available operating days. In the business world, you want to know how long you can operate if you never received another dime. And you can see, starting in 2009, we had 204 days, and then it just goes 236, 234, it's been declining ever since. Well, we estimate by 2016, we will only have funds available to operate for 36 days. The percentage below that is our carryover percentage of expenditures. In other words, what's your carryover balance? Well, I put it down as a percentage of the expenditures for that year. So you can see in 2009, we were 57%, then 66%, then 65%. So we really had a very healthy ending balance. But that's declining. You can see in 12, it's at 49, all the way down to 16, where it's a 10% carryover. You're going to hear a lot from Mr. Hall and I talk about having a 15 to 20% carryover of our expenditures. If you get below that, obviously you're not healthy, and that's what we're estimating right now. So the next bottom piece I just put up there is the new forecast, the revised forecast, and you see the bottom line number improves dramatically from $1,070,000 to $2.4 million. Okay? Where did that come from? That comes from our estimated insurance increases in those premiums. We had 12% before, we cut that to 5%. When we do just that one change, we go from $1 million carryover to 2.4, almost 2.5 million. So you double your ending balance as far as percentage goes, from 10% carryover to 20%, which sets us up in the event that we have difficulty passing 11 and 16, if that's the way we want to address this, we'll have into 17 in which we can survive. If we don't, 17, we're going to be in the red. Mm-hmm. So this forecast has a dramatic change in the increase in insurance premiums that the board is going to, at this point, accept. You're basically saying 5% a year is what we can handle and still have a good ending balance.
Are we still, if we extend out to the 10 years, are we still falling way below? I mean, are we in the red for the next year after this?
17, we can make it, but after that, we go in the red.
So we still have that decline going on?
Yeah. Okay. This does not in any way, shape, or form take care of that. So, and after the board adopts this forecast, then of course I'll work that up, and then in June I'll present that 10-year based off of this.
Gotcha. So,
any questions about the revisions? Everything else is pretty much basically the same. We did include early retirement incentive plan savings, which amounts to about $250,000 a year starting next year. That's in there. Again, that's offset somewhat by your increased estimate steps and their cost. There's no questions.
Tim, I have a question for you on the financial summary of balances. It has high school uniform school supplies. And it's a $9,000 deficit. Now, is that bookstore or book fees, or is that uniforms?
What you're seeing is the impact of, we talked about this about a year ago. All the uniform schools used to come into one pot. So you never knew where the money was coming in from and how it was being balanced out. So one building might have a lot of money coming in, another building might not have very much coming in. And when you split them out, you get a true picture. So in June, what you're going to have from me is, hey, this fund's in the red, we need to move money over to cover it, okay? And again, that goes back to where we've talked about the fees that we charge for the supplies. In most instances, especially in elementary, we charge $45 a kid, but our cost for those supplies is well over $100 a kid.
Okay, so it is for school supplies, though.
Correct.
I guess the uniform school supplies. I didn't know. I thought the uniform.
That's what they call it. The USAS calls it the uniform school supplies.
Okay, the other question I had for you was, I know this is April, I seen where the middle school athletics is in the red, 729.80, or junior high, I should say. And then we've got high school athletics, 3,000 in the black. So any idea how we're going to come out in that come at the end of this month?
I'll go ahead and address that. Matt and I talked about the athletic program. It's his program, 7 to 12. We split it out of the books for ease of management. And the junior high is in the red right now, but the high school is in the black. And I've told Matt that I look at it as one pot, 7 to 12, because he uses the money 7 to 12.
Right.
It's just for our purposes of reporting to the board, we want you to see how your junior high program is doing, how your high school program is doing. What will probably end up happening is Matt will probably move money from the high school to the junior high on the books.
So balance it out.
Yeah.
So. And you probably don't have all your own parts and everything.
No, that stuff's in. Actually, the numbers should be going up. We have received our holiday tournament check next week, and we also have a few more things coming in. I think we're all right.
Yeah. The good news is one of them's in the black and you cover the other.
Have we talked to Union Jet? Do we know when negotiations are starting?
We have training on the 24th of this
24th
month.
Of this month.
Nothing's been established until we get the interest-based bargaining the way we're going. Right. So the training is 24th, an all-day training. Then we'll get our ducks lined up after that.
Anything else? I have a motion for number one there.
Mr. President, I move that on recommendation of the Treasurer, the April 2012 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take the vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanberg?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I have a motion for number two.
Mr. Chairman, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve the transfer of $130 from the General Fund to Flex Credit Tuition Fund to cover non-payment.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion? Please take
this,
a vote.
This is basically a carryover from last year, which we had something that wasn't paid for. It's just such a small amount. We've got to get the account covered.
Cleared out.
Take vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of Treasury Board approve the revised five-year forecast as presented.
Second.
I made the motion, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please take vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Hall.
I want to start my part out. I've sat in this seat a long time. I've never had six valedictorians bring to the board. I think that's a phenomenal thing. I wish it was 110, but that group of kids really panned out. I just want to do it.
I'm afraid that one.
Give them all the public recognition that I possibly could. Of course, we only have the one salutatory. And I think that's super.
Very good.
It says a lot about our staff, about what Mr. Clark and the high school group done, and even the teachers I've done. So thanks, guys. There's a group here of students want to talk to the board about a land lab. They presented this to me a couple days ago. You'll find that this group has prepared well. They will give you every aspect that you can possibly think of. So at this time,
well, as Mr. Hall said, I'm Sarah Ellenberger, and I have a group of our science club members here to share our land lab project.
Here, and we've been talking to Mr. Hall, and we've been like
We have a lot of support from all the teachers and the principals everywhere. We had a lot of planning to go into the front school lab, or front mini lab, land lab, with like the flowers and things. Like Amanda here has gotten over 20 hours of just community service, just planning into this. And I myself have gotten around 5 or 6, and I feel that like we can do a lot more out back too.
My name is Zach Mitchell. I'm a senior, and I'm the president of Science Club. We have to remember that this Night Lab is like a tool, and that any class can benefit from it. If you're in English, you want to be able to read outside or something. It's not just for science. Photography could go back there. Our classes could go back there. So it's important to remember that this isn't just for us. It's for the school.
I'm Trevor Engel. I'm a senior as well. And as Zach was saying, this is really, while it's being initiated by the Science Club, it's really for anybody who wants to use it. I know that Ms. Ellenberg and Ms. Hildebrand had said that Mr. Jackson would be willing to use it. Pretty sure Mrs. Warren would be willing to use it to read. And it's really easy to get back there. You can get back there in not even 10 minutes. Back there for about 30 minutes, get back in 10. So it's perfect timing for periods. And it's really convenient to get to, and it's not really bad to get back there. And like they said, it's something that we've really worked hard on and we'd really like to do.
And not only can we use it as the high school, but it's a district level thing as well. It's definitely K-12. Our planning committee involved included representatives from all of the buildings. So this is definitely going to be a great resource tool, and we're very thankful for Mr. Hall for approving this for us and helping us get started. Just real quick in your packets, I won't bore you too much with details, I know we can't read. but there in the yellow paper is our official project plan, laid out with our planning committee and our timeline and the different goals. We did surveys with the staff to show that there was interest with everyone. Mrs. Hildebrand put together on the pink paper just all the different standards that would apply to the land lab from just science alone. And again, this would definitely be a cross-curricular resource tool. We are also very involved with Project Wild and the GLOBE program, which is a great curriculum tool that also applies K-12. So the green paper, and there's a little pamphlet in there that kind of talks about applications to Project Wild, and then the GLOBE program there on the blue paper with a pamphlet as well. So this is just the materials that we've collected to support our land lab, and just wanted to share what we have going on. And the pictures passed around, there's on the back of the field back here, the wooded area, that's the section that we're talking about.
And our plans from here on out, we contacted Soil and Water to help us develop the land lab and put together. So this isn't going to happen overnight. We foresee this over the next year or so with the help of Soil and Water to help us plan, figure out what we need to put in, what we need to clean up. We've also been in contact with Ohio EPA. That would be more than willing to work with us on grants and things. There are a lot of groups that want to work with us on grants to get things, once we have the land lab established with curriculum materials and things we need, to incorporate everybody K-12 to use this resource to meet our science standards, which are very much more hands-on and experiment and data-driven than we've ever been before. That's kind of the push to get our kids outside. Yes, sir.
So it's this area right here, right?
Yes.
Have you guys checked to make sure the slope's not going to interfere with all the
That's
hard work you're putting in?
That's why we are going to get in contact with Soil and Water, and they're going to come out and help us figure all that.
Because I'd hate to see any runoff killed with good work you guys are doing.
That's one of our big things. That's why we want them to come and help us, because we know the agriculture land around there would affect the things that we would do. And that's one of the things that we could investigate and look into.
I think it's a great idea. It'll be excellent for the biology classes.
Yes.
And
that's one of the classes that we have in the high school is a Biology 2 class that's global environmental science, which is kind of the drive to get this out there. And then when we start talking to more of the teachers, and a lot of the kindergarten teachers are excited about it across the whole entire school district to get their kids outside. Once we have a place established, we can actually, we have all this land, and then like Sarah and I, we've taken our kids out to find things in nature, and it's not there because we don't have the places for it to live. So to establish a place like that,
So this is, you say 10 minutes from the high school?
Not even that.
Not
you
could
probably get there in 5.
But you'd have to go on a good...
You'd have to go on, yeah. Or get some boots.
I ran back there every single day for soccer, and even when it rained, it was never really that bad. Even unless you get into slope, but even still, it's not that bad.
Now, is that path in between those two fields, is that the one you're going to use to get back there?
Yeah, the waterway, back and forth.
So that's a good path for you guys to get back there?
Yes.
And you guys are maintaining that, right? The mowing and all that for that?
Yeah. And we're not expecting to, you know, be out there every week, but based on the surveys, I think pretty much everyone in the district said they could use it at least 2 to 3 times a year. So that we felt was pretty significant as far as use.
Is an upgraded path back there part of your plans?
It could
be
in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially for the elementary as well. I think.
Well,
it lays pretty wet
back there, and that waterway. If you've got a lot of rain, you've got grass on the waterway, but that'll slow that 10 minutes back and forth down a whole lot. You get 5 pounds of mud on each boot.
Well, it'll help out the soccer team that their legs
are
stronger.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I guess I won't be here anymore.
I think it's great. My concern is once you guys do something really nice with that, is FFA going to want to take it over for right now?
We've talked to them. We've worked with the FFA teachers, and they're supporting us. And we know that we need to communicate and work with them together. So we've been in contact with them.
And they've got a few categories of people that are working on stuff that can help out with some of the
definitely.
Everything
yeah.
else. So that'll kind of work out really nice for them, too.
Yeah.
So
and Ken, in case you didn't look at that picture, they've been working around that little patch for quite some time.
Well,
obviously FFA doesn't find value in it.
With all the trees, but if they're going to do something like that, they might say, you know what, we can do better than that.
Trust me, planting trees, you don't go through it.
Well, congratulations. You guys did a nice job. Paul, just so you guys know, you talk about those ugly bushes you took out. I'm the one to pick those bushes out to put them in the first place. You guys know that, right? I'm lying. I'm. Nice job, guys.
What you're going to find in the new standards coming in is more to know that this type of education is what we're going
yep.
to have to do. We're going to have to get out behind the walls and do a lot of these type of things.
Well, it's out there. We must have put it to use. That's
exactly.
That's a great thing.
It's great.
And I follow this group. Pursuing that, it's the year that you're talking about is really, we've got some cleanup to do, which we will assist in that, and that area needs to be used.
And the front really does look nice. Gives you a nice job.
I'll applaud Ms. Ellenberg for that. She's great behind me.
And a lot of the plant donations were from people in this room and mm-hmm. staff members throughout the entire district. So a lot of those plants, we bought a handful, but most of everything came donations. They went down to Midway and got some of those plants that they planted down there and brought them up to the high school. So it was all donations.
It looks really nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, I don't have any results for the spelling bee, but I do have some results for the math bee. That should be marked on here. On your agenda. We had the math bee last week. Our fifth grade class came in, had a fourth place. Grade six had a second and a third place. Grade 7, 7th place, I don't know about those. And grade 8 came in to 3rd place.
Good.
So we're not at the top, but we're getting closer.
Good job.
But that's math, not spelling. I'm sorry about that. Number 5, next group of recognition we'd like to do, I'll turn it over to Gail. She wants to introduce some master teachers that have gone beyond the call to want to.
First thing I would like to say is we should have been doing this time last year. That was quite a
up to speed with everything that needed to take place last spring, so thank you for your patience for today. And we'd like to thank these three teachers who earned the Master Teacher Award a year ago. And so what they have done is a lot of time, a lot of work, put together a notebook with everything that was required, and they have this title from the Ohio Department of Education. So we would like to recognize Victoria Immerman. Barbara Warren. And Diane Helen. Now what I'd like to do is recognize some other people that are in the audience. We started a new program this year that you put in place before I came, and it has made so many differences, and great things are happening in grades K through 6, and we're going to help that spread. If you need some evidence stories, you could talk to Madeline and Lori. They meet with these people every week and find out all the great changes that have been happening to help get our students ready for Common Core and math. So I'd like to introduce our four instructional coaches, so if they please come up here. And the fourth person is expecting in about a month, so she's not with us this evening, but we can still recognize her here. These four women have made my job very doable, being new to a district and wondering who's who and where's what and how do you do it and where are you and get reminders. I couldn't thank them enough for the outstanding work they have done. What they have seen students do, one example is we had kindergarten students that knew that the teacher had five tubs that were $11 each, and they figured out that multiplication problem. So we've seen some great thinking in math. These ladies go to Ohio State twice a month, 2 days every month, although this month they're going to go 3 days. They've kept databases that Tim even saw in the last couple days that our database is larger than any of us have ever had to keep track of. They've worked with every teacher for math in grades K through 6. I can't say enough for how wonderful they are and the kind of work that they've done for this district, which is really going to make a difference. So if we could please recognize Christina Finney. Allison Cummins. And Melanie Moss-Lenz. And we want to keep this going because we want to do more grade levels and we want to spread more into English language arts classes and keep that support going for teachers. So thank you very much. Another group that we need to thank that has made a huge difference for this district, and you've heard me talk about them for about a year and a half now, is our Race to the Top transition team, where we have over 20 teachers giving endless hours of work, not only for monthly meetings, but all the time in between, talking to staff, gathering input, doing reports, filling out paperwork, teaching people new things, because the shift for everyone is huge this coming fall as we move into not only just Common Core, but things you've heard about, new evaluation system, new value-added pieces, changes on state report card. And I could take 3 days to just tell you a small part of it. So I'd like to recognize the people that were able to come this evening and thank them from the bottom of my heart for making Race to the Top put Madison Plains way ahead of many, many other districts. Thursday of this week, several of us will go to a regional meeting and we'll find out that we're still way ahead of a lot of people. And a lot of good work has taken place and the path is paved for a lot more to happen. And our teachers will be able to do Common Core and revise standards with the help of the Race to the Top team and the instructional coaches. So if you'll bear with me with all these names, I'd like to recognize all of them. Jeannie Wilt, Leslie Reisinger, Stephanie Kellenberger, and then Michelle Hildebrand. If you please come up and join us. And I thought tonight was a great example for Michelle. And Sarah, if you'll come up with Michelle, please, and we'll do Sarah together. These two have done an awful lot of work with our K-12 science vertical alignment group, as well as what you saw tonight with students and other things. So if we could recognize these two people, please.
Thank you. Army Lark, Stormy Hiram, who is ill today, or she would have been here helping with the presentations, Cynthia Victor McConkie, Erica Valerie, Lynn Payne, and if the following people would please come up here so that we can give you your certificates, because the rest of our group is in the crowd. Madeline Holt, please come up. Christina Finney, Bridget Ochter. Chris Clark. You can stand until we get the rest of the group up.
You want me to go? Okay.
You want to do that?
I'll do that.
Okay. Jeff Bean. Melanie Moss-Lenz. Lori Convali. Trish Passwaters. Joe Penny. Now, as Mr. Hunter presents their certificates, some other things I want to share with you that have happened with Race to the Top. Our coaches and Barb Warren, who's one of our master teachers, has worked with the ELA Vertical Alignment Group. And then Chris Clark's group is working on the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System, which is a huge, huge process that will get us a product to have a new evaluation system next year. Another assurance group, Lori's working with a group that's working on all the PD for next year so that we'll know what we're going to do before it gets here. So when I walked into this job, I must have worked with this group and have all the PD laid out for this year. Joe, Trish, and Madeline have worked on making sure everybody in the community can be updated as much as possible with the information on the website. Jeff Bean and Sarah. Sarah worked on what's called value added, which is a lot of work. Right now we're going through linkage and connecting teachers to all the students so the data can be connected. And then let's see, Bridget OTES, she was on that subcommittee. And Melanie worked with Lori's committee to do PD. That report took me 3 days to do over Christmas break, so I'm really glad to have a committee working on that for this Thursday. Because without all these people helping do the work, there's no way I'd ever even be able to sleep. Because you have to get it done, you've got deadlines, and they need to be met. So thank you, Race to the Top people. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Neil, I'd like to thank you for all the work that you do for us. Thank you very much.
I like it. Achievement assessment tests, so we have that data. We've added testing called Terra Nova from grades 2 through 9, so we have the 4 subject areas to have testing information, so we work with Patel, which means we can get charts on any student and see the data on the students from these baseline reports, and the software program will predict how students will do in the future on tests. And then when you use the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System, the new evaluation system, I'm a classroom teacher, I'm linked to students, and that data is connected to me. And so that linkage means we can look at how students do on tests connected to the teachers that work with them. The hardest part right now that people across many of the states are having trouble with is when you talk about what percentage you put in the program for linkage. And it means what amount of time do you spend instructing students. It doesn't have anything to do with the clock. It doesn't have anything to do with percentages that first come to your mind. But you take a student, and you take the teachers that work with that student, and who does the co-planning, the co-teaching, and the co-assessing. And then you have a discussion, and you decide what that percentage is. You go in, and you have to put that percentage in for each month of the school year. So if a student comes in later in the year, you start with that month. So we have to have all the entry dates and exit dates for students in the program. With the evaluation system, you won't just look at 1 year of data, you need to look at a teacher's 3 years of data. So that helps where some people panic and think, ooh, this was not a good year. Well, you don't get zapped if 1 year was a rough year, because we look at the big picture over time. So linkage is really a buzzword, because by the end of this month, anybody that is working in this program has to have it all completed before the end of May. So our 3 through 8 people met last week, and now Madeline and Lori have to fix everything that needs to be tweaked after the teacher sat down and did their linkage. And then today Jeff's group met at his building, IVET. He'll be able to go in and tweak all the little things. Some things happen where, like an alert came up tonight, and it just said one student, it showed we have more than 100% instruction. Well, we know that can't happen, so we go back and figure out what needs to be right. Or a name in EMIS has to match the number, so we make sure every student's information is accurate for that student. And we'll have all kinds of data and reports available. It's an immense amount of work that these people are doing, all your teachers and your principals, to get this all in place so that it's ready to go. Any linkage questions or another area that I didn't get to? Because again, we've talked about linkage for a couple days too. Go to the Battelle website and read about it.
The linkage that we're leading to, and this is we'll bring to the board probably next month. Obviously, we cannot continue to educate kids with a 5-year-old textbook or a 2-year-old textbook. It has to be up-to-date materials that we can rely on as resources. And that's going to be an awakening for the community because they have to have a book in hand. So we're looking at what we call a one-to-one, and we're sort of looking at it right at this time, maybe 7 and 8. A one-to-one is where we actually give the 7th and 8th next year iPads. And from that, the iPads resources can be loaded on this instrument. Instead of carrying 5 or 6 books, these kids carry this iPad, and that's their resources. So, but that is what's coming in education. Mm-hmm. I want the board to know. We've sort of planned it out. We want to start with 7 and 8, work out the bugs, then we'll continue on from there. But dollars dictate how fast you get in and out of this. We think we can do 7 and 8 and still be okay in time to come. But it's reality. We have to do it.
One example that I would add to what Mr. Hall said, when you think about English language arts classes, it's no longer everybody reading these 3 novels this year, but have snippets of different novels and make sure that whatever you're requiring a student to read is at their readability level. And so you could do a genre. You wouldn't have to show the whole movie. You could show a clip from several different ones, and then the students have to compare and contrast. And again, this is what Common Core is asking us to do, is step up that rigor quite a bit and really do what the presentation was from the science group. Make it hands-on, inquiry-based. Then what our coaches are helping everybody learn is to let the children have time to talk and collaborate. It's not me standing in the front of the room knowing everything and just going blah, 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 and let you blah, blah, blah back to me. To facilitate their learning.
We went over to the science fair and Dave was over there. We looked at some of the solar system and talked about, and one kid got it right, 9 planets. Well, since 2006, there's not 9 planets, supposedly Pluto's not a planet. If you go back to our resources, Pluto's a planet. And with this one-to-one, you know, we're up to date, we're current. So that's just a minute example.
Sorry, but I still count that as a plan.
Thank you, Dave.
I don't care what some...
You probably have to take your grade over.
Sorry, it's a plan. It's there.
And you think you live in Kaysville.
And you do live in Kaysville, young lady. And don't let anybody doesn't know, Mrs. Finney Becker lives in Kaysville, Ohio. It's on the map.
That'd be social studies.
that is what's coming. I can't believe the amount of work that the teachers are doing now and the amount of work that's what they're going to have to be doing in the future. It's I'm glad I'm just pretty much cycled through. I'm not sure I could do it. But there was one little girl over there that did tell me there was only 8 planets, so I felt better about it. She got the right resource. But if you go to all your books, and you guys been in the books, and ladies, Berlin Wall, you know, you still have books that's talking about that. It's and our books aren't that far outdated, 3 or 4 years. 5 years is a realistic recycle.
It's outdated now.
But it's changing, and when parents call and say, hey, my kid doesn't have a book, you have to realize that they don't have a book. But they have every resource they have on that little pad that they can carry around that's smaller than what Tim does. So June we'll probably bring you back some numbers and we'll talk about it and see what we can do. That's all I have, thank you.
Any unfinished business? Moving on to new business, do I have a motion for number one?
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the 2012-13 Madison Plains Local School District Student Parent Handbook.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion. We will, I don't know how the board feels. I'd like to sit down and have a meeting before we approve this. So we can sit down and talk about, you guys look through it, mark up the things that you like to see changed so we can all get back together.
Only the first reading.
It's not
do it your next work session.
Don't hurry on it. This is just the first reading to get it out there.
But that's what I'm saying. I want to be able to get it before. Might as well get it out of the way now.
I would ask the board to look at it, study it, especially in some areas. We cleaned it up. We've taken some of the unnecessary wording out. I've shortened it up a little bit. But you do need to look at the areas that's dress code, bullying, some of those areas. And when we come up the next time, we can have a third reading if the board wants. It's not like it has to be done.
But just so you guys think about that. I would like to have a meeting with the board, have a meeting on this.
You want a separate meeting, or are you going to have it like the next work session?
I have the next work session.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it. Okay.
So as long as we have our questions and everything by the next June meeting.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And that's plenty of time.
Yeah, feel free to call or something. Or email some of the calls you have, and one of us will be able to answer.
Please take vote.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Swanford.
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number two.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board accept with regret the resignation for the purpose of retiring of Shawnita Warner effective June 1st, 2012. Mrs. Warner served the Madison Plains for 31 years.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion. Please take vote.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Swanford.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
I will point out that's part of the retirement incentive plan. Mm-hmm. It wasn't part of the motion.
Did you get everybody?
Yes, the motion to carry.
Do I have a motion for number three?
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Mike Saxton on a 34-day contract as bus driver step zero effective April 16th, 2012.
Second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Please take the vote.
Mr. Swanford?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Carey?
Mr. President, I move upon the recommendation of the superintendent that the board award the following athletic supplemental contract for the 2011-2012 school year. That would be for Brian Walker, reserve baseball coach.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Michael. Discussion. Please thank Brian for stepping in that situation for us. Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swamp?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion number five under donations?
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the following donations, all for dual enrollment for, looks like, $290.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Ken, seconded by Linda. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanford?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent the board approve the following seniors who are scheduled to participate in commencement exercises on June 3rd, 2011, as listed below.
Please read down.
Since I'll use my presidential power and pass it on to you, Don.
I'll second.
I've got a question. I have graduation is June 1st. Is that not correct, Chris?
It's June
1st. Yeah, that date's right.
Yep.
What?
That is June 1st.
It is the 1st.
Yes, it
correct.
Is.
Yes, okay. I was like, what?
At least that's what it says on all the diplomas I signed.
Yeah.
June 1st, Friday.
June 1st on Friday, not June
3rd.
It's 2012.
Yes, it is 2012.
I think it's carried over from last year.
It must have been.
Hopefully
majorly with the list.
Are these new names?
You still second that, Ken?
Well, I don't know. Are they new names? Or
yeah.
Okay, I'll say.
Please take that.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Moreland.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Stoller.
Yeah.
Motion carried.
I have a motion for number 7.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the Board of Education governing board resolution authorizing 2012-13 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I'll second.
Motion made by Linda, seconded by Michael. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moreland?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 8.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the agreement to provide athletic training services as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Don. Discussion. After looking at that contract, there's only under, this is the agreement we're talking about, right? Under number 5 there, we still, that's Matt's responsibility to help direct him, correct?
Somewhat.
I mean, the way this is reading, I take it means that for the control methods, he's talking about his expertise, but Matt's still going to be in charge of this, correct?
Well, it says that he will report to the athletic director as well. Then it says Madison Plains School Board's agent shall neither have nor exercise control over the methods by which these services are delivered. So I'm assuming it's the services that he serves, the athletic
people, how he attends
their
okay, because the way I read that, and I just wanted to make it real clear, he still has to funnel everything through Matt.
Right. Yeah, but Matt's not going to tell him how to put a bandage on.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's still basically employed through the hospital, not us.
Yeah. But under this agreement, you still are going to have an evaluation with their head people on a periodic basis.
Yeah, we did that.
If we don't like him or if we don't like her or whoever they bring out, we can get that exchanged, right?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
It's basically the same. He'll go, he can only often be in one place, but the need is goes someplace, some other place he will go. So, in other words, he won't do the junior high, but if he's here and something happens, certainly you can give him attention. Same.
Please take a vote. I'm sorry.
All right. Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swalker?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Moreland?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
I have a motion for number 9.
Move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following workbook prices for the 2012-13 school year as listed.
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Michael. Discussion.
I have a question. I'm surprised that a couple of these books are only $1.10. Chris, does that sound right to you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's a softback.
I don't have a problem with the $1.10. It's the $25.90 or whatever. Some of these kids are in more than one of those classes. This gets a little expensive.
It gets very expensive, but it also gets very expensive for the district, too. So.
Yep.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Moreland.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make the motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following fee schedules for the 2012-2013 school year as listed below.
I'll second.
I made the motion, seconded by Michael. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mr. Swanger.
Yes.
Mr. Moreland.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for number 11.
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the service agreement between Madison Champaign Educational Service Center and Madison Plains Local School District as presented.
Do I have a second?
Go ahead.
I'll second.
Motion made by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion. Please take a vote.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Moreland?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr.
Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I make the motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following waiver affidavit for the body mass index screen program. You want me to read that, correct? All right, say listed as below. Listed as below.
I'll second.
I made the motion, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
I just don't know if you guys remember, but we ended up doing one of these last year, a couple years ago. I think it's an annual thing that we have to do because the legislature for Ohio passed a law that said schools have to put the body mass index for the students as part of the report card so parents know the health of their kids. In that legislation, there was, we can opt out of this if we want to, but it has to be a board resolution, and that's what we're doing now. So just so that people know, that's what we're doing.
Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make the motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following resolution to align with Madison Champaign Educational Service Center. Got a second?
Second.
I made the motion. Michael seconded. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
I've got one more thing.
Let me do it.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the assignment of Mary Spinks as attendance coordinator, step zero, effective April 1st, 2012.
I'll second it. Michael made the motion, I second it. Discussion? Please take a vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, I don't see a reason to go to executive session unless somebody else has something. With that, I'll make the motion at, since that clock's not right, 7:15 to adjourn.
I'll second.
Made on whoever.
Please take a vote. Yep.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Before everybody takes off, who wants hard copies of
I do.
I would like
to. Please keep in mind our next meeting is June. What's the next regular meeting? June 26th. No, I'm sorry, we moved that, didn't we?
It is June 26th.
We moved it. It's 19th.
Oh, is it?
Would you like copy?
No, it's the 26th.
Yeah, it's the 26th. I won't be here the 19th.
Yeah, 26th.
We moved to 26th. That takes care of it. We're going to move again. We'll let you know when next meeting is. We have to move it again.
Do you have copies of the email?
I think he just went with Madeline.
Oh, good deal. Deal.
Yep.
Madeline sent me a phone call.
Yeah, I think Don just went out with Madeline.
The first time for you.
Yeah, the 19th is when it was scheduled originally. And I, at the January meeting, we moved it.
Go ahead. Who will be here?
Either one of you will be here.
Can both be in the same state?
You're going here. And this is here, and they are going to be here.
That's no good, is it?
No.
Do we have to do it on Tuesday night?
No.
Are you back? I will be leaving. I leave Sunday.
No.
You got to find it.
I was. When do you leave? You leave the 17th. Okay, what if we had a collaboration, you know, among race and the 11th or 13th? How would that work, Dave? Okay,
she can pull that. 7th or 13th.
Yes.
Hey, Ken, excuse me. June 13th.
Thanks.
June 13th on a Wednesday. We had originally set for the meeting for the 26th, but they're going to be gone.
That's right.
We don't need to tweet down.
Well, you know, actually, I'm going to be in Hawaii. Well, that only gives me.
So it's going to be June 13th. I'll probably forget that song, bitch. I'll forget that song, bitch.
You didn't have the strike throughs on it?
Just a mere technicality.
I'm glad you started to ask about the next meeting.
Yeah, well.